What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mike, now on the line, we've got Sean Merriman, former All-Pro linebacker, owner of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Sean's here courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for the AFC-NFC title game lines and props, Super Bowl futures, and a look-ahead lines for all four potential Super Bowl matchups. Sean, how you been, man? How things going for you?
Going well. You know, just wrapping up this football season on Penn State with everybody else. So,
Sean, you a former Buffalo Bill. Man, tell us about that fan base. And here you are, one win away from going to a Super Bowl. You haven't won in the Super Bowl, but, man, you were there. That fan base is unbelievable how they support their football team.
You know, man, it's so hard to put into words because I knew about their fan base going out there. But once you live in a city, you play on a team, you really get the full scope on how important the team is to them, and it's nothing like it. I almost felt that, you know, you had second and third cousins in the city. That's how close they felt like a family. And for me personally, selfishly, there'll be nothing better because I know how the city value this team out there and how they look at the players for them to go out and win a Super Bowl, man. And it'll be a special time in Buffalo if that happens.
When you look, one of the things in watching the playoffs this past weekend, one guy reminded me a lot of you when you played, and that's Will Anderson Jr. with the Houston Texans. Okay, man, he has got a motor that never quits. He is a speed player, but he turns speed into power, and he's relentless. Every play, he's involved some kind of way, either as putting pressure on the quarterback or making a play against the run. In so many ways, Will Anderson Jr. reminds me of you when you played with the Chargers and the Bills.
You know, it's funny you said that. There was a writer for the University of Maryland football team. He ended up going to Alabama. Matt Zentz. He called me out the blue. He said, Sean, you got a second? I said, yeah. He called me. He said, hey, we got this kid down here named Will Anderson. He's a little light. I think he's about 220 pounds or something like that at the time. He's a little light, but he reminds me a whole lot of you, dude. So I watched him from his freshman year and watched him all the way through college and watched what he's doing the pros now. One of these years, he'll be up for Defensive Player of the Year because you're right. He has a relentless motor. He has all the athletic ability in the world, and the dude is explosive. He's just always around the football. He can't be blocked. Last thing you want to do is leave him one-on-one with the running back or a tight end or anything like that. It's always big or small with him. So I'm happy because I'm a fan of the game right now, right? You know, you move away from the game and you start looking at how these next up-and-coming superstars pan out.
Looking at this Kansas City Chiefs team, obviously you've got one of, if not the best player in football in Patrick Mahomes over there. But, you know, everybody's been complaining a ton about the help they get constantly from the referees, and it's really eye-popping when you look at the numbers. I'm just curious for you, as a former guy that's been in the division as well, what you think of all the favor, I guess you could say, that the Kansas City Chiefs seems to have bestowed upon them.
You know, as a player, you always talk about the locker room. You want to take the game out of the refs' hands, win or lose. You want to take the game where the refs aren't deciding a game. But it's just getting so obvious, man. It's so hard to defend what's going on, even to the point with, you know, Troy Aikman, you know, former quarterback, is sitting there saying, hey, this is getting out of hand. And you know they don't have broadcasters, you know, pointing the fingers too much at the refs, but it's hard to turn the other cheek when these are games that are leading to scoring drives and, you know, 15-yard penalties that reset downs, and then going in and punching the ball in. And I'm not really too concerned. The refs are going to call whatever they're going to call. I'm just more concerned at the constant, really, in a sense, the complaining of Patrick Mahomes in certain these situations. I mean, there was, you know, three times during the game, and one in particular, he's running out to the sideline. I don't know if you guys remember seeing this, but he was 2 feet. He stopped 2 feet in bounds,
yeah,
and he got pushed out, and he's looking around behind him for a flag. I mean, man, you stopped. A defensive player's job is to get you out of bounds or get you on the ground by any means necessary. It's football. And so Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion, is just too great to be looked at that way. It's too great to be labeled that way. And I'm afraid that it's heading in that direction where the guys is just like, man, come on, stop crying, stop complaining, get back to playing football. And, you know, and that takes away from his greatness, right? Because instead of you talking about how great he is, which he is, you're starting to talk about him complaining and how much the refs are helping him, and now he's pointing fingers and looking for flags. You don't want that cloud. You don't want that stamp going on in your career. You want to be a clear-cut favorite as the best quarterback that ever did. And he has a chance to. I mean, they win the Super Bowl as a three-peat. He has a chance to be called the greatest of all time if he keeps up on his road.
Sean, one of the things in watching the Eagles, and I love to watch offensive line play, and man, they built really to run the football. But you got a guy in a league now that has turned so much toward the pitch and catch game and built around the quarterback. You got a star running back in Saquon Barkley. My thing is, how the hell does the Giants decide to let him loose and you get your division rival to sign him? My thing is, you've seen a lot of great running backs through your time playing and then afterwards. Saquon Barkley this year, I mean, that's as good as you can find, because really he didn't play in that last game at all, and he could have literally broken Eric Dickerson's rushing record. He had one more game than Eric did, but man, Saquon, to me, he's the MVP of the NFL. When you look at it, of what he's been able to do on a football team that at times has struggled throwing the football consistently, Saquon has been the equalizer to everybody out there.
You know what I love about this the most is that I believe that the front office and these teams are going to look at the running back position differently, and it's been so devalued for the last several years. But we're seeing these teams late in the season especially run the football well, and that's what got them there. And so, you know, I think it's going to have a chance to reset the market where these guys' value is going to go back up again. You look at a guy like Derrick Henry, I think, who's making $9 or $10 million this year, but he's really been a backbone of that offense. And I'm not taking anything away from Lamar Jackson by any means. But that running game that the Ravens had opened up everything else, even for Lamar to throw the ball down the field and Andrews and everyone else. So I think after the season, I think teams are going to reevaluate the situation. We're going to see more running backs being taken early in the first round, because a good running back, man, opens up so many different opportunities in the passing game and that RPO action by the quarterback. And I think they really got a chance to reset the market at this point.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
One of the things, Sean, is I don't know how much you watch Abdul Carter with Penn State this year. But in watching him, man, his ability as a pass rush defensive end or stand-up outside linebacker is really telling. I think he's got a chance to be the next sort of Will Anderson-type player for the NFL. I don't know how much you've watched of Abdul Carter, but if you have, kind of give an opinion on what Carter is as a football player at Penn State and what he could be in the NFL.
Yeah, man, we call that Stick City, and one of my mentors, LeVar Arrington, who really took me under his wing when I came into, you know, high school for one and college, and mentored me. So I know all about, you know, Carter and what he's been able to do there at Stick City, more importantly. Again, these guys, these type of guys, they're very rare, because you put them on the field, even as a rookie, they're going to do a lot of damage because they're so explosive. He's so relentless. You can line him up on both sides of the football. You can line him up, bring him down the center, and be gaps. You can do so many things with him because he's so versatile that anybody that gets him, I hope they just take the chains off and let him just run wreak havoc on a lot of these offenses. But yeah, I think he's the next up. You're right. He's the next up. And they had guys. You know, Tom Robinson came out of there as well. I mean, they've gotten some guys over the last couple of years that's really done extremely well at the NFL level.
Looking back at that Eagles matchup against, you know, the Washington Commanders coming up, what have you seen and thought of, you know, Jaden Daniels' performance so far? Obviously, the rookies had a heck of a season, looking calm and cool at that quarterback position like no other we've seen for a rookie. But can they punch their ticket to the Super Bowl, or is it going to be too much Philly in that matchup, you think, to handle?
You know, I think that most people, whether they want to publicly admit it or not, no one had the Commanders beating the Lions,
right,
unless you were a hardcore Commanders fan. But they shocked a lot of people. That, you know, and more importantly, Jaden Daniels is playing at a level that we haven't seen from a rookie in a long time, if ever. And I was trying to look back at the last rookie that I at least played against or played with or whatever, and maybe Andrew Luck, you know, guy that came in his rookie year and looked like he belonged. He didn't look like he was too flustered by anything and held his composure under pressure. But there's been nothing like Jaden Daniels. This guy, he doesn't flinch. You don't see him be in a situation where the moment is ever too big for him. He's been hit, you know, that we were always told as defenders and with a rookie quarterback, just hit him enough. They'll make some mistakes. That's not the case with him. We've seen him bleed in the face and laughing on the sidelines about it, and third long situations, kind of just relaxed and calm, cool, collected. We haven't seen anything like this. But when you're talking about playing as Eagles, I think the nemesis going for Jaden Daniels is going to be Jalen Carter. And being able to step up into that pocket, which he will not be able to do. So I think the Commanders, if they got a real shot, for one, they got to get Austin Ekeler out of that backfield, you know, receiving the ball and catch the ball out of the backfield. Also, Jaden Daniels got to get on the edge a little bit more, throw in the run, create plays with his legs, because I don't see him having the capabilities of just stepping up into that pocket consistently, delivering the ball down the field. Jalen Carter is also just playing at a very high level right now.
Sean, you were one of the first guys that I can remember, and I hear about it all the time now from defensive ends or outside linebackers, even defensive tackles, of working with somebody either in MMA, boxing, or whatever, because of the ability to use their hands. And you were the first guys that I can remember that worked in the offseason with people on that ability to use his hands to get off blocks or to get away from bigger linemen. And that has become the norm now for college players to work with people in that particular industry to get them, because there is a correlation there between the quick hands and playing in the NFL on defense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it was a game changer for me because I, after my rookie year, I went back and I watched the film, and I wasn't that great use of my hands. I wasn't very active with my hands. I was strictly explosion off the line of scrimmage, takeoff, and bull rush if I had to. And I went back during the offseason, started working with some of these big MMA guys, Randy Couture being one, and I got very active and violent. That's the key word of pass rush. You got to be violent with your hands and active. And it really did. It transcended my game, and it took me to another level, which is why I believe that I came out that second year late the NFL in sacks. And now, you know, these guys are incorporating. Well, we've all seen films of Aaron Donald, his hand combat drills during the offseason. All these things will really take a pass rusher to the next level. So I'm glad to see a lot of these guys incorporate that in their game.
It's a good transition, you know, talking about MMA and martial arts. I know you got Lights Out Extreme Fighting coming out pretty soon. Number 22 in the mix coming up in February. That's right.
Yeah, man, we got a huge card. In fact, you know, I just looked at the roster and what we've done over this past year. We sent 7 guys to the UFC, which is a very big deal for us because that's why I got in this sport. I wanted to, you know, kind of be that feeder league to let everybody know we got the next best up-and-coming talent that's in the sport. And it's been fun for me to watch this grow and the viewership and the distribution we have and selling out. I mean, it's been great. Also, too, I wanted to say, you know, my network, Lights Out Sports TV, we got the East-West Shrine Bowl practices this weekend. They'll be live on Lights Out Sports TV exclusively. And for me, these type of things, opportunities. If you guys don't have Lights Out Sports TV, make sure you download it. It's on every smart TV device out there, iOS and Android. But we got some big confirmed names. It's going to be at practice this weekend. And I can't wait to see it, man. And it's their 100th annual. And if we're to have a practice right, it has been a really big deal for us.
Hope to see you come Super Bowl time. You going to be around Radio Row, Sean?
Yes, sir. I'll be about trotting around, and I'm sure you won't be able to miss me. So I'll be around.
Always appreciate the time. Always appreciate your time. Thanks so much, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks for having me.
That's Sean Merriman, former All-Pro linebacker, owner of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Who's here courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for the AFC-NFC title line, games and props, Super Bowl futures, and also look ahead for all the lines for all 4 potential Super Bowl matchups.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.